Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on another weekday meditation. We've been talking the past couple of meditations about your thought life. How important it is that Solomon would write to his son that above all things, guard your heart. To guard your heart the way the Old Testament would describe it, that it has to do with our emotions and our thought life. So I thought it might be interesting today for us to take a look, because why is the thought life so important in our walk with the Lord? Well, we go back to the question we asked yesterday. Why would Solomon tell his son, above all else, guard your heart, for out of it come the issues of life? Because the thought life controls the rest of your life. If you tell me what you think, I'll tell you who you are and the life you live. What you think is what you are. The thought life controls you. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7 says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Your thoughts, positive, negative, good, or bad, control your attitudes, and your attitudes are the sum total of your thoughts. Your attitudes lead to your actions. So today, let's take a moment and let's ask the Lord to give us pure thoughts, that our actions might be godly, that they might be God-honoring, that we might walk with Him and never have a time of spiritual embarrassment today. So join me in this prayer, would you? God, we love you and we praise you. We thank you that in spite of all that we do, you love us and you love us so deeply. Lord, we're grateful because you loved us first and that you keep loving us. Lord, give us a pure life today. Let us walk with you in every way. Let us follow in your footsteps and hang on to you like a little boy or little girl hangs on to their daddy. My friend, it's important in this time for us to stop and listen to the Lord's voice. It's a moment to be quiet. It's a time to be alone. And it's designed that you might stop and begin to train your heart, your mind, and your soul to hear the voice of God, that He might give you peace, power, and direction in this time of weekday meditation. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in just a couple of moments. Well, I'm so grateful you joined me today. You know, all good psychologists will tell you that there's a story about your thoughts and how they control your actions. Sow a thought, reap a deed. Sow a deed, reap a habit. sow a habit, reap a character. Sow a character, reap a destiny. Friend, let your destiny be connected and guarded by the Lord God Almighty. And I trust you'll have the greatest day today. Thanks for joining me for another weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.